China may have locked down a city of 13 million people, but in France, the government is lifting most COVID restrictions. Starting today, people will be able to take off their masks indoors and won't have to show a vaccine pass to enter public places. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, many are relieved, but not everyone.
This group of students in Paris's Latin Quarter is exuberant.
This is amazing.
We are really happy.
I think it's a good thing. I think everyone's over that.
We're free for the first time in 2 years, they say. Starting today, the only place they'll have to wear their mask is public transport, hospitals, and retirement homes. France has had some of Europe's toughest restrictions. You had to show complete vaccination to enter restaurants, cafes, cinemas, or planes and trains. Since last November, a negative test was not sufficient. The tough restrictions largely push people to get vaccinated. France has one of the world's highest vaccination rates, over 80%. Though, as student Anna Lopez attests, the system wasn't infallible.
I have my pass. I can take a screenshot, and I can send it to some friends who are not vaccinated. And they can use it. And no one knows if you use the good one or not.
Health officials said restrictions would be lifted if the incidence rate, the number of new cases per 100,000, stayed below 500. Today, it's at 546. New infections were up 20% in the last week to 73,000, leaving many to wonder if the lifting of restrictions a month ahead of the presidential election is more about politics than health.
Bonsoir.
Taxi driver Anis Boussaïd says he'll be keeping his mask on. I'll keep wearing it out of precaution for my older clients, he says, because this car is a closed environment. I think we're lifting restrictions too quickly. Over the weekend, restaurateur Sophie Ngo scanned a last vaccine pass QR code on a cell phone. She says it was complicated to do when the restaurant was busy, but clients always complied. Still, she says many stayed away because they didn't want to have to get that third dose to keep their vaccine pass valid. So will the lifting of restrictions mean better business? Not necessarily, she says. No one cares about COVID anymore, but now there's the war in Ukraine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.